In 2009, this mass screening scheme was proposed again in the form of the Melanie Blocker Stokes Mom's Opportunity to Access Health, Education, Research, and Support for Postpartum Depression Act of 2009, otherwise known simply as the Mothers Act. This law was reintroduced into both bodies of the new Congress in January 2009 after the 2007 bill died in the Senate. Critics of the Mothers Act, fearful that the legislation would mandate even further drugging of both mothers and infants, were incensed to learn that the same provisions were contained within President Obama's 2010 Affordable Care Act. In an article entitled "Branding Pregnancy as a Mental Illness," Byron Richards noted, "The Mothers Act has the net effect of reclassifying the natural process of pregnancy and birth as a mental disorder that requires the use of unproven and extremely dangerous psychotropic medications, which can also easily harm the child." The bill was obviously written by the Big Pharma lobby, and its passage into law would be considered laughable, except that it is actually happening. Investigative journalist Evelyn Pringle, writing for the political newsletter Counterpunch, wrote, "The true goal of the promoters of this act is to transform women of childbearing age into lifelong consumers of psychiatric treatment by screening women for a whole list of mood and anxiety disorders, and not simply postpartum depression. Enough cannot be said about the ability of anyone with a white coat and a medical title to convince vulnerable pregnant women and new mothers that the thoughts and feelings they experience on any given day might be abnormal. One can clearly see the susceptibility to drug abuse by new mothers, whose mental equilibrium is already shaky because of the rigors of childbirth, and especially first-time mothers concerned over the health of both their child and themselves. Many people feel the drugs and vaccines being administered to children have not been fully tested or guaranteed safe. They feel children are being used as guinea pigs for Big Pharma and that such indiscriminate drugging amounts to nothing less than chemical child abuse." Health Ranger Mike Adams pondered, "I often wonder when the rest of the country will wake up and take notice that the mass drugging of our nation's children has gone too far. Why isn't the mainstream media giving this front-page coverage? Why aren't lawmakers demanding an end to the chemical abuse of our children? Why isn't the FDA halting these trials on toddlers out of plain decency? You already know the answer, because they're all making money from this chemical assault on our nation's children. The doctors, hospitals, drug companies, psychiatrists, and mainstream media all profit handsomely from the sales of mind-altering drugs to children. Ethics will never get in the way of old-fashioned greed. Such drugging of future generations also advances the globalists' goal of societal control." Adams and many other concerned parents say children should be given more sunshine, playtime, and access to nature rather than drugs. They say this is the historically proven and common-sense approach to producing balanced, healthy children. "But psychiatry has no common sense," argued Adams, "and no one in the industry dares mention that most so-called mental disorders are really just caused by nutritional imbalances, because to admit to the truth about the mental health of children would be to render their careers irrelevant."